Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Dad and Lad Family Trivia Podcast. We're so happy you came back for another episode, and we're really excited to have one with you. My name's Dad. Nope, my name's not Dad. My name's Evan, and I am the Dad. And I'm joined by my side, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the Lad.
The Lad. Well, this episode of Trivia is actually going to be a little different. We're going to try something new. This episode of Trivia is one that we're kind of pumped about. It is famous lyrics trivia, and a lot of these questions are going to be fill in the next lyric or fill in the blank. So this is kind of a little bit of a...
the artist or band.
Sometimes, but most of them are fill in the blank or fill in the next lyric. I think that is going to be kind of a different take on some of the trivia that we're used to doing. So if you like this, let us know. Get on social media and let us know. But the first round, as always, is the easiest questions we have to offer. We call this round Trivia Tots. And so we're going to start off with the easiest questions. Are you ready? Do you think you know a lot of lyrics?
Kinda.
Yeah. I am not a huge remember the lyrics guy. That's not me. Well, sometimes, I don't know, it kind of depends, but I don't listen to a lot of words. I listen to the music more than anything. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Here we go. Famous lyrics trivia, question one. Fill in the blank. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky.
Up above the world so high was the next line that we were looking for. You are correct. It's about as trivia totsy as we can get. Did you have to think hard about that one?
No.
No, that's good. I know when I was doing it, I was like writing these questions down and I was like, yeah, that one, I think if you might have to think twice about it because it's so easy. Question two. Blank, 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 can't hold it back anymore. Fill in the blanks.
I don't know.
Let me rephrase it this way. Blank, 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 can't hold it back anymore.
Let it go.
There you go. Let it go is correct. Sometimes you just need like the rhythm.
Yeah.
Of how it goes. Absolutely. So if you're not sure, I'll try to give you maybe a little bit of a hint on some of these. All right. Question three. This one is not a lyric question. Well, it is a lyric question.
Yes, it is. Then why is it in the lyrics?
This one is not a fill in the lyrics. Question three. Who had a little lamb whose fleece was white as snow?
Mary.
Mary is correct. Very good. That one's really easy. That's really trivia, Toddy.
Yes, it is.
Question four. All right, we're back to filling in the blank. What state fills in the blank of Sweet Home Blank by the band Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Home Sweet Home?
Nope. No, think about it. So what state fills in the blank? And the song is called Sweet Home Blank. The blank is a state.
Idaho.
Idaho is incorrect. Good guess, I guess. Now, this is Lynyrd Skynyrd. This will be probably for some of the older folks in the car or at home. They would know the song Sweet Home Alabama. That's a really famous song. You have never heard that one?
No.
Okay. Sweet Home Alabama. Do, 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 do. No. It wasn't in Fortnite, so I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
So you might not know it. All right. And question five. Pharrell Williams' song Happy includes the lyrics, "Clap along if you feel like blank."
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof, because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. I know that.
Well, that was a lot more than I was looking for. We were looking for a room without a roof, which was correct. Very good. You like that song.
Yeah.
Yeah, you grew up with that one.
It's not that's what you want to do. It's clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Yeah.
And then.
Well, I think he says that, yeah, later on. And with that fast, we're already through the Trivia Tots round. Emmett's doing fantastic. Hopefully you're doing it at home really well. Hopefully you're enjoying this new kind of trivia that we're doing. But we're going to keep it going to the next round. We're going to up the difficulty a little bit. And now these questions are going to get a little tougher. This round we call
Mind Movers.
The Mind Mover round. So here we go. Question 6. Give me the next line. Something has changed within me. Something is not the same.
Defying gravity.
What's the next line? Something has changed within me. Something is not the same.
Unlimited.
Unlimited is incorrect. Now you're on the right track. You're in the right song. You're in the wrong spot. She says, something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with. No, you have a blank stare. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Did you know that one?
No, I did not.
No?
But I love Wicked. We saw the new movie.
Yep. That's from Defying Gravity from Wicked. The movie just recently came out. It was pretty cool. We enjoyed it. If you get a chance to see it, you should definitely see it. Question 7. Billy Joel sang us the famous lyrics, sing us a song, you're the blank blank.
I don't know.
So these are classic songs, but I think the lad might be a little young for some of these. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Yeah, you've heard that song before. We've definitely played it in the house before. Yep, very famous Billy Joel song. Sing us a song, you're the piano man.
Why would you sing a song when you're a piano man? You're supposed to play one.
he does both. He plays and sings. All right, let's move on. Question 8. Elvis sang the very famous lyrics, wise men say only fools rush in. And do you know the next line?
I don't know.
Doesn't know this one. Yep. Old songs. We found the Achilles heel of the lad.
Old stuff is my Achilles heel.
The answer is, but I can't help falling in love with you. Have you heard that song?
No.
That's a famous Elvis song. You should definitely go listen to it. It's a very good tune.
The only Elvis song I know is Hound Dog.
Yeah, that's a good one too. I should have used that one. I thought you would have heard this one by now. All right, we're going to continue on. Another old song. Good luck, boy. Question 9. Who was Dolly Parton singing about when she said this name 4 times, followed by the line, I'm begging you, please don't take my man?
Ben.
It's a good guess, I guess. No. Dolly Parton sang the song Jolene, Jolene. Jolene, Jolene. No? You've heard that one. I know you've heard that one.
Nope.
Ugh. So hopefully you at home, hopefully older people in the car or at home are jumping out of their skin right now. Because yes, I'm kind of dumbfounded by how much he does not know of these old songs.
I was expecting something like 2000s. Like,
yeah, like Fortnite
don't
songs.
Don't wanna be a fool for you. Just another player in a game for two.
No, I tried to play some really, I'm trying to do classic songs, but.
No lie, baby, bye, bye, bye.
All right, moving on. Question 10. Don't you know that there ain't no mountain high enough? Fill in the next line.
Ain't no mountain low enough?
Ain't no mountain low enough is so close, but incorrect. It is ain't no valley low enough. That was really close. See, you knew that song though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. We listened to that one too. And with that, we are moving on from the mind move around. The lad struggled a little bit
in
that round.
This is my worst episode.
Well, I to be fair, I am using a lot of older songs. I bet you there's a lot of young folks that are listening to this episode that are probably struggling a little bit too. But these are all songs you should definitely listen to. These are all classic tunes. Like Elvis, that song, Can't Help Falling in Love. That's a really famous song. That it's fantastic. And Billy Joel's Piano Man, you should be listening to that one too. All great tunes. All right. But now we're going to get really difficult. If you can imagine, we're going to get harder. So these questions are the toughest ones I could think of to put in here. We call this round
Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. So here we go. Question 11. Ground control to blank blank is a famous lyric in the song Space Oddity by David Bowie. Fill in the blanks.
Cheeseburger, lettuce, tomatoes, and cheese.
Incorrect. I thought you'd know this one. This one was in that Buzz Lightyear movie. It's like when he, it's like one of the major theme songs. Ground control to Major Tom is the lyrics that we're looking for in the blanks. Do you remember that part?
Oh.
No, you don't remember that part. Must not have been paying attention to the words at that point, but yeah, that's a really famous song by David Bowie. Question 12. The first words to the Queen classic, We Will Rock You, are boom, boom, clap, boom, boom, clap, go.
Buddy, you're a young man. Something walking in the street, gonna be a big man someday?
You are so close. You are very close. I think you actually gave me the end of the first little part, but the first words our buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. Yeah, you remember that part?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Good. Well, you knew that one. We Will Rock You. You knew that one. That's good. I'm feeling better about my parenting choices. All right. Question 13. Bon Jovi sang the famous lyrics, whoa, we're halfway there. What's the next line?
Oh, we're three quarters there.
No, that would be the next logical fraction to go wherever there is. But yes, the answer is, whoa, we're halfway there. Whoa, living on a prayer. You know that song, right? Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi?
I think so.
You think so? Man, well, you got to listen to that one too. All right. Question 14. The Beatles sang the famous lyrics, blank, blank, don't make it bad. Sing a sad song and make it better. Fill in the blanks.
Oh, come all you faithful, joyful, and triumphant?
Nope. The Beatles sang the song. That's incorrect. The Beatles sang the song, Hey Jude.
Oh, come on. I know that one.
You knew that one? Yeah, that's a really famous song, too. Yep, a lot of people, I think, are kicking themselves for not knowing that one. And finally, the last song of the Brain Buster round, question 15. In John Denver's song, Take Me Home Country Roads, what comes after Almost Heaven, West Virginia?
I don't know. I'm just kidding. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River.
Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River is correct. Very good.
Life is older, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like a breeze, country roads. Take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia, Mountain Mama. Take me home,
country roads. There it is. All right, that's a great way to end up. No, we're not.
Now she calls me. Radio reminds me of my home.
Well, while he takes us out, we're gonna end off today's episode. Hopefully you kind of like this. I think, looking back, hindsight being 2020, these were tough questions that I threw out to the young lad, but I think a lot of the older folks maybe listening to this podcast probably knew a lot of these answers. So hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully we gave the youngins in the car at home a little bit of an education on what songs to listen to, because these are all pretty classic tunes that everyone should know. So,
bonus question.
Ooh.
Where?
You got one for me?
True or false? Was the See You Later Alligators tagline officially rehearsed, or was it improv?
Ooh, I know the answer.
Wait, why is that true or false? Was it improv or not?
Do you want to give the answer, or do you want to...
You should answer it.
I should answer
it. It's a question.
It was, I mean, I guess to call it improv is true. Yes. Like we did not rehearse it. That just kind of came out. Yeah.
I made it.
Well, folks, if you enjoyed today's episode, we would love to get some feedback from you. We would love to hear back from you if you really like this new format of doing some lyrics and things. Maybe this could be something that maybe we try out another time, and we maybe pick a couple different genres or something. But if you really like this, please look us up on social media and send us a message on Facebook and Instagram. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, please give us a like, a rating, give us a comment. Tell us what you liked. Maybe even leave us your name, and we would be happy to shout you out on the podcast. So thank you so much for listening. Emmett, what are your ending thoughts about lyrics or anything about this episode?
I actually really liked it because I love music.
Yeah.
Like, I will get up at 5:30 a.m. just to listen to music.
Mm-hmm. That's true, because we can hear it.
Don't bring that into this.
That's all right. All right, folks, thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you have a wonderful rest of your week, and thanks for listening. See you later,
alligator.